Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Cartoonist Alison Bechtel might be best known for her graphic memoirs, Fun Home and Are You My Mother? And a lot of people may have learned about Alison Bechtel through the eponymous Bechtel test that asks whether a film or show passes the test of having two women talk to one another without also talking about a man. But for over 25 years, Bechtel has amassed a cult following for publishing a syndicated comic strip called Dykes to Watch Out For. And that followed a tight-knit group of queer friends who struggle as much with their dating lives as they do with living in a society that doesn't accept them. Now, Bechtel put that strip on permanent hiatus in 2008 after her characters lived through 8 years of the Bush presidency. And she hadn't returned to them at all until a few weeks ago, after the November election, when she says it all started flooding back.
Well, I had essentially retired the comic strip in 2008. It just wasn't something I was able to keep doing for various complicated reasons. But, man, in the wake of this election, I just had to go back to it. I had to write about it through these characters who I knew so well from the old days.
And what was it about the election? So many artists have talked about their angst, their fear. If people read the strip, they can see some of your familiar characters kind of working through some of their coping. That's all in there. Yeah.
You know, my main motive, honestly, was just to try and figure out for myself what was going on. I mean, it was, you know, I still don't know what's happening. It's so chaotic, so confusing. And my comic strip was always a way for me to figure out what was going on in the world. I would read the news and, you know, filter it into my characters' lives and have them debating these current events. And that was the way I could figure out what was going on in the world for myself. And so I felt like I needed to do that again. And it helped.
So people can read the strip if they haven't seen it already on your website on dykestowatchoutfor.com, and it'll be right there. But you have some of your characters are getting active and angry. Some are calling in the protests. Some are moping. Some are absolutely despondent. I have to assume that that's kind of what your own life has been like.
Yeah, I would say I'm sort of cycling between each of these in turn. But it was fun playing with one of my characters. Clarice was very notably just knocked flat by the 2000 election when Bush got appointed. And she just became hardly able to function. She got very depressed, had to start taking some antidepressant. And she's having a very different reaction this time. She's like totally galvanized and leaping into action. She's organizing buses to D.C. and vigils at the mosque and calling her congressman to complain about appointing Stephen Bannon. You know, she's just doing everything she can, unlike those depressing Bush years.
And, I mean, you've said, you know, people have asked you, of course, because they're fans, about what your characters have been doing over these last 8 years. I know that you said you haven't thought about it much, but I wonder if some of them, some of your allies in real life or your friends, queer, left-leaning folks, might have been too complacent, too fat and happy in the Obama
years.
Well,
you know, I did stop writing the strip at the end of the Bush administration, but I wasn't really thinking so much in political terms. That was sort of a coincidence. But yeah, I feel like the Bush administration kind of burned something out in me and burned something out in my characters. Their lives were just getting very dark and depressed. People were getting divorced and it was getting to be kind of sad. So I felt like I needed a break. And now I don't think we should take breaks. I feel like I should have been a little more vigilant. Not that I could have kept doing the comic strip, but I do feel like I sort of checked out and became a little bit less politically engaged and aware during the Obama administration. Just, you know, it was like, okay, now there's rational people in charge. I can look the other way for a little bit.
And maybe some of your characters feel the same way. I mean, Clarice has changed her tune to bring it back on her. She's screaming down the phone for action, that's for sure.
Yeah. I feel like these people are just kind of my friends, too. They're my imaginary friends who I invented. Not that I don't have real friends, but in the real world, my friends aren't this incredibly close-knit kind of community. And I love that. I love the way they're all part of each other's lives and debating with one another constantly. And it was really – I wanted to, like, be in their company, you know, just like I'm seeking out my own real friends a little more these days. It just feels like I need that kind of solidarity right now.
Is satire still useful, do you think, as an art form and as a form of political commentary?
You know, on election night, I was following Tom Tomorrow's feed that Dan Perkins, who does This Modern World, and he was like, how can I possibly keep doing comics about this? I mean, fortunately, I think he was just having a moment of panic and he's continuing his work. But yeah, he was writing like, satire is dead. Reality has just like totally overridden any kind of satire we could ever come up with. And I do feel like that's kind of true. I mean, obviously, we will find our satirical feet again, but you would think this might be like kind of a boon for cartoonists and comedians, Trump as president, but I think that it gets very difficult making humor when reality gets so distorted.
Why is that? Is it because it's hard to have the conversation on the one hand that's about, you know, nationalism or xenophobia or open racism or proto-fascism? I mean, these are all parts of the conversation. They're not the entire Trump phenomenon. I don't want to imply that they are. But then turn around and satirize those awful things, which are part of reality.
I think part of the problem is what is reality? You know, reality itself has been really kind of upended in a very strange way. And you need to have some kind of footing to push off against. I had a really nice comment on my blog from someone who said, we need stories to organize our thinking and consequently our actions. And I like that because I need to tell these stories to organize my own thinking, but it was nice to know that other people felt that too.
So what's next for you? And I don't mean in your career. I mean, you know, next week. What are you going to do? What's your next move?
Well, I get through listening to the news every day by taking notes on it as if I'm going to be writing a comic strip. So I guess I'm going to try and crank out another episode.
Alison Bechtel is author of the comic strip Dykes to Watch Out For. There's a new installment of it, which you can read on dykestowatchoutfor.com. It has all to do with the aftermath and the fallout of the election. She's also author of those graphic memoirs, Fun Home and Are You My Mother? Alison Bechtel, what a pleasure.
Thank you, Todd.